February 23, the New Covenant Promise. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, that I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 10, 16 and 17. It is the Creator of men, the giver of the law, who declares that it is not his purpose to set aside its precepts. Everything in nature, from the mote in the sunbeam to the worlds on high, is under law. And upon obedience to these laws, the order and harmony of the natural world depend. So there are great principles of righteousness to control the life of all intelligent beings. And upon conformity to these principles, the well-being of the universe depends. Before this earth was called into being, God's law existed. Angels are governed by its principles. And in order for earth to be in harmony with heaven, man also must obey the divine statutes. To man in Eden, Christ made known the precepts of the law when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7. The mission of Christ on earth was not to destroy the law, but by his grace to bring man back to obedience to its precepts. The beloved disciple who listened to the words of Jesus on the mount, writing long afterward under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, speaks of the law as a perpetual obligation. He says that sin is a transgression of the law, and that whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, 1 John 3:4. He makes it plain that the law to which he refers is an old commandment which he had from the beginning, chapter 2:7. He is speaking of the law that existed at the creation and was reiterated upon Mount Sinai. Jesus was to show the spiritual nature of the law, to present its far-reaching principles, and to make plain its eternal obligation. The divine beauty of the character of Christ, of whom the noblest and most gentle among men are but a faint reflection, of whom Solomon, by the spirit of inspiration, wrote, "He is the chiefest among 10,000, yet he is altogether lovely." Song of Solomon 5:10-16. Of whom David, seeing him in prophetic vision, said, "Thou art fairer than the children of men." Psalm 45:2. Jesus, the express image of the Father's person, the effulgence of his glory, the self-denying Redeemer, throughout his pilgrimage of love on earth, was a living representation of the character of the law of God. In his life, it is made manifest that heaven-born love, Christ-like principles, underlie the laws of eternal rectitude. Those principles that were made known to man in paradise as the great law of life will exist unchanged in paradise restored. Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, page 48-51.